Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic Wrestling, and welcome back to the latest thrilling installment of this tier list ranking malarkey. This time, Jack the Jobber and I, Gary YouTube, we'll be doing some Gary YouTubing. You see, it's a verb. I need to explain this every time because not everyone understands.
What are they
to
saying?
Gary YouTube means to do the basic bitch content that all the Gary YouTubers do.
Yeah.
We're not better than them.
No.
We're all sluts. Sam, hit the intro, will you please? So just in case you haven't been here before, we're going to put all of the current, as we're sat here on December the 3rd, 2021. Bloody hell, time's flying fast, isn't it? We're going to put all of the current Raw roster, their wrestling themes. You know the songs that play when they walk down the ramp, and sometimes they stand in the ring looking menacing after beating down a fool? Isn't it cool? We're going to put those musical things in a tier, ranking from several tiers that start at the top with the best, move down to lovely, 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 down a little bit more to all right, then to just about bearable, and then you want to avoid this one, everybody. It's the bloody bin!
Imagine being in the bin.
Yeah, what a pathetic life, eh? We're kicking things off with AJ Styles, and of course, we don't want none.
No, but I want a lot. I'll tell you what I want a lot of. This theme tune. I think it's still an all-timer.
It's an all-timer, it is.
Yeah, do you think so as well?
It's the organs. The organs get me going.
Start.
Yeah.
Oh, the creepy little dude.
I think I'm about to have a religious experience while watching AJ Styles do the wrestling, or pretend to be blind, which on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast we recorded earlier today on December the 3rd, I caught the best work of AJ Styles' career.
Yes, you did.
And I stand by that.
In any promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you have to say. I know it's the old story went that it was for James Storm, wasn't it, many moons ago?
Oh, yes, because he was a cowboy.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, well, with some Southern boys.
He's a Mack Trucks.
Yeah. But I think even though it sounds like it's the theme of someone more imposing physically than AJ Styles, I still think it works for him.
Yeah.
A lot.
100%.
We don't want
none. Yeah. Straight in the top. No qualms about that one. And next up we have Akira Tozawa, and we all know how this one goes. It starts off with like the... then kicks in with the sort of... what would you describe it as? It's like a movie trope, isn't it, when it comes to music? Da-da-da!
Yeah, it sounds very theatrical, very exciting. The name of it, is it called like Strawberry Moon or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's very evocative, but I don't know how good it is. I'm going to find it.
I don't know if it's just me, and I'm a terrible human being, but when I hear that da-da-da when it kicks in good and proper, I just imagine Akira Tozawa flying across the screen in some sort of karate pose.
Maybe that's what it's trying to evoke.
Yeah.
But I always think of Tozawa as being, if they were going to take him seriously and if they were going to have him wrestle and not just chase the 24/7 title around all the time, I think they'd have a song that represents his qualities in the ring a bit more, which is being really quick. He's really fast. I'd like maybe a bit more of a quicker song.
They should
for
just
him.
Play this one, but at 1.5 times the speed.
That might well work.
I think this theme is the definition of all right.
Yeah, because it's not bad. I don't mind it.
It fits him as well, even though I don't think it was made specifically for him.
Right.
Perhaps, I don't know, I'm just making it up the top of my head. I think it fits him.
I'd agree with all right. I'll put it in all right.
We'll put it in all right. Next, we're moving on to Austin Theory, who recently got a new theme. It's called Sound the Alarm, and it has lyrics such as the following. Shine like a bezel, burn like a kettle. I'm unforgettable, unbelievable, undefeatable. Undefeatable, bloody hell. There's a reason I'm not a rapper. It's generic rap bollocks, which musical aficionado Jack Atkins, who just lives out there and who isn't in today right now, so I can slander his name as much as I want. Well, he listens to music from 1993, hip-hop and that. He said it sounds like a rubbish DMX.
Yeah.
So there we go, take that one.
I think that this was the first song that we've encountered on this list that that I'm going to bring up because it makes me realise, I said it to you off camera, a lot of these songs sound very similar.
Very, very similar.
You can tell that it's the same person or team behind it,
yeah.
Production-wise. A lot of them have very similar drums, for example. Mm-hmm. This is one of them. It does have the rap lyrics, which sets it apart a little bit. And, you know, it's meant to be a bit like, look at me, I'm the next big thing kind of thing, isn't it? But I don't know if it achieves that fully.
That this theme could be placed on anyone's name and be fitting for them as well, because it's just all generic stuff about how good he is, and apparently the bezel references a watch.
So while he stood there, bezel was, yeah.
Stood there taking his selfies, he shines like the outer rim of a watch.
Okay. Oh, shiny.
He's Austin Theory, though. He's Vince McMahon's bitch at the moment, as we're sat here at the start of December.
Anything could have happened, though, since.
Yeah.
He could be world champion. He could be 24/7 champion. I don't know which way
he could be released.
He could be released,
We shouldn't joke about that, but it's a possibility.
Absolutely.
I reckon this one's bin-worthy, you know.
Bin?
I think there's nothing to it. It's just plucked from the box of musical gimmicks, and it's just been thrown at Austin Theory in the hope that it'll stick.
I was going to say bearable. But
it's in that region.
Bin.
Yeah. Mm. We'll put it in bearable. We can move it down towards the end.
Okay.
And next up we have Tamina. And we all know how this one goes. We've got the tiger roaring. Or is it a lion? I've got no idea.
Some big cat.
Rawr! Yeah. And then it's got like the lyrics like, what do you think? All that stuff going on in the background.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Fantastic. I think it's a lovely theme.
Is this because it's Tamina, though?
I think it's a nice theme for anybody. If it's Tamina, because, you know, what would you think?
Yeah, true. Like, well, yeah. I'm going to get my head kicked in.
Oh, you're going to get your head kicked in? Or you're going to make to be look like a star, like Bianca Belair has done recently on Raw,
true.
Thanks to Tamina selling her balls
bumping,
off for her.
Yeah. I think, is it about...
I think it's the top of all right tier, to be honest with you.
Is it about legacy and stuff? And, like, because she's got the name, the snooker name.
Yeah.
Top of all right, you think?
I'd go top of all right, yeah.
I'd go top of all right as well.
I think this is me being impartial.
Move, Austin.
There's a potential for it. Austin?
Theory? What? Oh, no, it's Akira Tozawa, sorry.
There's the potential for it to go up in lovely, 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 but I think in relation to other themes that we'll get to later on, I think the top of all right is about as far as that one can
go.
Okay. It's a nice toe-tapper, though. Next up we have This Is My Brutality. It's Rhea Ripley.
That's not how it goes. I'm thinking of someone else's theme. But anyway,
Psycho,
I was doing Psychosocial again.
Social,
I was thinking of Matt Hardy's theme in AEW.
Nah.
But no, This Is My Brutality. You know what? We talked a lot in the AEW one, if that's gone out before this. We talked a lot, or which you'll see in the future, about the importance of a Sting. Not the icon, not Steve, but Sting.
Not
Sting.
Gordon either.
No, but the start of a wrestler's theme.
Yeah.
And This Is My Brutality, even though we laughed at it a bit when it first came around, fits her, I think.
Yeah.
She is brutal.
You got the chains coming down, making clinky noises. Mm-hmm. We all like clinky noises, don't we? I think it just fits her to a T. And it's, for the ladies, it's a bit of a step away from the norm, isn't it? It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's got bars.
And I'm glad, because often they do shy away from that. And who says that women wrestlers can't have heavy themes?
Are you going to tell Rhea Ripley she can't?
No.
Looking like that?
No.
I don't think you are. No. I reckon it's got to belong in the top two tiers. I'm not sure how high, but it's certainly lovely, lovely, lovely at least.
I'm going to go lovely, lovely, lovely if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine by me.
That's fine by me. I don't think it's yet. Maybe in the future it could bridge that gap. But for now, I'm thinking lovely, lovely, lovely.
And next up we have a theme which I can't quite decipher what it actually says at the start. You want to go big? Well, say that. I think that's what it says.
I think so.
It's our friend Wale. Friend. He doesn't care about us anymore.
Yes, he does. Wale is our friend.
No, he doesn't.
Of course he is.
Me and him
had a debate over English breakfast on Twitter many months ago now.
Many months ago, exactly. No longer cares about us. We've been disowned. We have Big E's theme. And it's obviously not for me. I'm an indie man, a heavy metal man.
A guitar-based man, yeah.
Yeah, I want drums and guitars and whatnot. This is very different to that. But it's a pleasant song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's catchy.
You know what, I hate saying it, but I agree. And you know what, but what I will say is, one thing that's a positive is that compared to a lot of the other rap themes on this list, you can tell the importance of having a professional, high quality rapper on the song, because I do think the rap is better than a lot of the raps, like in Austin Theory's, for example.
Oh, yeah.
No offense to that man.
I mean, even I can tell that's night and day, and I've got no idea about the rap.
The flow.
Yeah.
So that's a positive. But
it's a nice thing he's got an international superstar like Wale to have his theme. I know they're good friends outside the ring.
Yeah.
That was us once upon a time.
It was a bit of a statement, wasn't it? Because it was when he was about to branch out on his own and become a main eventer. So, that's the way to put it.
It's screaming, right? This is going to rile a few feathers, ruffle a few feathers. Mm. All right. In fact, no, it's not the same level as Akira Tozawa's, is it? Maybe it's the top of all right, the very tippy top. If there was a no man's land between lovely, lovely, and all right. Maybe that's where it belongs.
Oh.
Do you disagree or agree?
No, I agree.
It's
I
not
agree.
Catchy, is it?
It's not as catchy as the New Day's theme, that's for certain.
No. So sorry about that, everybody.
No, sorry. Sorry, Watley.
Next up, we have Queen Zelina.
What have we done?
I think it's fair. Opinions are like arseholes, man. Yeah, everybody's got one. Ours might be smelly, who knows? Queen Zelina, whose current theme is a remix of Angel Garza's old theme from Raw during the lockdown era. Take your minds
is
back
it?
There. Think of Angel Garza's like... It's a hard noise to make. Mm. That's what it is now. But it's also got, like, if you listen to it a bit further on, I guess it's a bit that you might not hear when she's making a very quick entrance down to the ring, because, of course, lasses can't have big, long entrances, can they? Unless it's Sasha Banks,
or Charlotte Flair.
Or Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Or Becky Lynch.
Ah, she kind of hurry. Becky gets a bit of a move on.
Yeah. But if you listen to it a bit deeper, it's got like sort of retro video game noises on top of, which is quite fitting because that's she likes that retro ting.
I quite liked it. This is one that I had to listen to remind myself of it before this video, and I've enjoyed it more than I thought
it's
it was going to.
It's chilled.
Yeah.
It's laid back. Mm. It's lovely, lovely, lovely. Do you reckon?
Yes, I do, actually.
I like it, mate.
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
I like the noise. Can't do it, but there we go.
Yeah.
You'll know what I mean if you listen to it. I think it's a nice theme. Next up, we have Bobby Lashley, one of the best intros. He's talked about stings. We get a visual and an audio sting when it comes to Big Bob making his way down to the ring with the lightning going off, and then the montage thing with him doing big, powerful moves to less powerful men. Mm. And then it's got that big sort of... I asked you earlier what this musical instrument was, and you seem to think it's some sort of synth thing
with a brass... I think it's a keyboard, but I think it's playing a brass section.
They use that noise a lot in the WWE, so they do. And they use it well in Bobby Lashley's
That's one of the better ones, I was just about to say. It's not as generic as the other one.
I've made that sound like he's a fat man walking down the street.
I thought you were doing some Samoa Joe theme tune.
It sounds like... If you squint your ears, I guess it's kind of similar.
I don't mind it at all.
I think it's top two tiers.
I think it's lovely.
I think it makes him feel like a big deal.
Yes, it does.
I don't know if it's a trap beat, as we learned during the AEW themes tier list, but it could be.
I feel like a trap beat. I feel like we should Google this before the next one, but I feel like it might be like the little hi-hats.
Trap beat. Let's see what a trap beat is.
God. Well, there's some free ones on YouTube, though, that we can rap over if we want.
Define. Trap music.
Trap music.
A subgenre of hip-hop music that originated in the southern United States during the early 1990s. The genre gets its name from Atlanta slang word trap, a house used exclusively to sell drugs.
Yeah, yeah, trap
That's
house,
naughty.
Yeah.
Don't do the
Don't
drugs.
Don't do that.
Synthesized drums. Well,
that's what I meant.
It's got that in there, hasn't it? Like in the lower levels.
Yeah.
I think it's a lovely theme, though.
Yes, I think lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Right.
Next up, we have The Hurt Business.
It's a slightly different drum beat over the same song.
Yes.
Yes.
It's slightly worse, in my opinion,
than
Bobby's. This is the one that you'll hear Shelton and Cedric come out to whenever they have their match about once every month or so on Monday Night Raw. Mm. It's a sad state of affairs when it comes to Cedric and Shelton.
I think if it wasn't a wrestling theme, but I had to listen to one of the two, I'd listen to theirs because it's a little bit more happening. But as a wrestling theme, you're right. It's not.
But if you want to avoid those frat boys
walking
down Northumberland Street, you want to get a bit of extra pep in your step, and you want to put a motivational song inside your head, you're going to pick Bobby Lashley's Over the Hurt Business.
I really hope the AEW one went out first now, because otherwise that's going to make absolutely no sense.
Frat boys.
And won't make any sense anyway, even if they have watched that one first. All right.
Yeah, I'll go all right. Not as good as Big E's.
No.
Yeah.
Or Bobby's.
Yeah. Bobby's is in the upper one.
Yes, it is, yes. Did you not say Bobby should be lovely?
Bobby's isn't lovely, lovely.
Oh, you were just comparing it to the ones in its own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've just done that one. Alpha Academy, which to me sounds like it could be the introduction music for the news at 6.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I thought it was like... It's not the same at all, but it's got slight accents of the Kurt Angle theme. Like the patriotic sounding, you know...
Medals.
Yeah.
That's the noise that medals make.
Yeah.
I think Kurt Angle's old theme was called Medal.
Medal,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I guess we're getting that vibe because, of course, Chad Gable should have been Kurt Angle's son in that storyline, and he is an Olympian. While he didn't win a medal, I'm sure he's won a few medals in his past, and I guess that's where we're getting that sort of noise from. It's royal. It's regal.
Mm-hmm.
It's medal.
Mm. Do you think it's good?
It's nothing, is it?
Like Zelina's, this is another one that I enjoyed more than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Where
not
would you
to
put
the
it?
Same extent. Probably all right.
Well, I was going to say bearable, so I'll go bottom of all right, I guess.
All right, okay.
I don't think there's much to it as a song.
Fair enough.
You know what you want from a wrestling theme? I know they're heels and whatnot, but you want a bit more.
Mm,
Being a heel doesn't mean you can't have cool music.
Yeah,
just ask
true.
Edge.
Yeah.
Damien Priest, who has a new theme which plays off his name. You see, the Damien bit means he's evil. Yeah. It means he takes drugs, because that's what happens in his matches. He goes out of sight, he comes back, and he's going, hey, hey, hey!
Been off to the trap
gurning.
House.
Yeah, he's been off to the trap house for some trap beats. And then I tell you, I think this is a top-tier theme.
Whoa!
I really, really do. I like the juxtaposition between the noise at the start, which is very Road Warrior-esque. That's like, whoa, that's a good sting. I know it's maybe stealing from someone else's sting, but it's a good sting all the same. Then we've got this sort of angelic bit, and I'm like, are we playing Final Fantasy or something here? I don't know what's going on. And then it breaks down into that evil, demonic sounding, meow, you know what I mean?
There's a lot more thought put into it than there is by a lot of these other themes on this list.
You know what I like about a wrestling theme as well? When it's got a choir in it. And this one's got a choir in the background. Makes it seem larger than life. Not the Backstreet Boys way.
So you think the best?
I think it's top tier. I think it's wonderful, me. I think it's the best theme they've made in some time.
I'll go for it if you want.
Where would you put it in the tier?
I was going to say lovely, but I'll go for the best.
I'll go, but yeah.
Don't worry, because you compromised on the Austin Theory one, not being in the bin. So
fair's fair, in love and war. Yeah. Next up, we have Nikki A.S.H., which is just a superhero song.
And I don't like them in wrestling. The Hurricane it worked for because he was deliberately a silly character. Nikki was
And that was
be...
a cheesy theme, but in the right way.
Yes, this one, Nikki's meant to be bold and brave, and she won the belt. She won the belt.
And it's cheesy in the wrong way.
It's bin for me.
I'll go bin. I don't really care about this theme at all. Man. I mean, on paper, the gimmick's lovely, and we all know it's her idea and whatnot, but what we're seeing is the total package leaves a lot to be desired, doesn't it?
Also, Nikki, she her old theme was pretty good. Not the Southern,
was,
not
yeah.
the Sassy Southern
Not the Sassy
one.
Southern Bell, Nikki
that
Cross.
That was really weird.
The one before that one.
Yeah.
And next up, we have the Dirty Dogs.
Oh, I've just noticed that the cursor is blinking on get in the bin. How do I get that?
Just click somewhere in the white bit on the side.
The white bit, yes, done it. Tech.
Next up, we have the Dirty Dogs, and while we both love the Dirty Dogs, I think their theme is generic rock bollocks that belongs in the creation suite on a SmackDown versus Raw video game.
Yeah, their theme isn't as good as either man's individual theme.
No,
it's not as good as Glorious, obviously, and it's not as good as Here
to
Show the World. If we were doing them individually, which I don't think we are,
no.
Those two themes would both be top tier for me.
Oh, absolutely.
But this one's really not.
It's got a sting. Mm-hmm. It's got the sort of warped piano noise of Bobby Lashley there, of Robert Roode. Mm-hmm. And it says, we're here to show the world. And then it starts to sound like a B for a bit, and then it just descends into this generic rock song, which might be by design, because, of course, they are dads, and dads would like that sort of rock,
yes,
I assume.
True.
Not being a dad myself, but I don't know what to say about this one. It's definitely one of the bottom two tiers.
Yeah, I don't think it's bin, but I think it's just about bearable.
Just about bearable. Yeah. It should be a lot better. It should be a lot saucier.
They deserve
a lot sassier, yeah. A lot sexier.
Yeah.
All of the S's. Mm-hmm. Dom Mysterio, whose theme, ironically, sounds a bit like his dad's, but it's not as good.
Yes, his theme's like the breakdown bit of Ray's. After the main bit's done and it starts going...
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, it's that.
Meow, meow. Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't think it's bad. It's just not as good as his dad's.
Maybe when he gets a bit more experience and gets a bit better in the ring, not saying that he's not good now because he's excellent, but when he gets a bit better on his dad's level, maybe he'll get a better theme to mirror that trajectory. I'm talking bollocks now.
Do you think it's all right? I think it's all right.
I think it's the top end of all right, you know.
Yes, yeah, same.
As a theme.
Same.
Could be better in years to come when he's Prince Mysterio with a mask and whatnot. But it says he's coming for ya, if you listen to the lyrics. They're coming for ya, because he's from Middlesbrough. Or something like that. Liv Morgan's next up, and it starts with them. I don't know what the vibe's supposed to be, but to
creepy.
Me it just says baby.
To me... It seems like they've not gone in enough on whatever gimmick they wanted for her. Do you remember when she was revealed to be Lana's secret lover?
Yeah.
And then it lasted a week. I thought that was going to be the beginning of Liv really embracing her weird side with the weird clothes and the tear makeup, which she still wears, but like more so.
Yeah.
And instead, she's kind of not gone all the way.
She is just Liv Morgan.
Yeah. So
nice lady.
The theme implies to me that they were meant to go further in on the weird aspect of her character, but they never did.
It does sort of give you like horror film child, what's that called? A mobile in the air, spinning around by itself, and then it sort of descends into a song which makes loud whirring noises.
Yes.
Meow, meow.
I don't mind it, you know.
It's okay. I'd say it's all right, me personally.
It's different.
I don't think it's much
it
higher.
Sets her apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, they could do work on the gimmick to make the total package a lot better. And I don't know why I've done this, but next week we've
About to make a rude shape with the tier list. If one more goes in the bin.
Oh, wow. Well, we're not getting one in the bin now because it's Rey Mysterio.
Oh, yeah.
And Rey Mysterio, it's definitely one of the top two tiers. Booyaka, booyaka, 619. Booyaka, booyaka. That's my what?
Pueblo.
Pueblo.
Spanish for town.
Oh!
Area code, yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pueblo.
Yeah. San Diego.
California.
Yes. I think it's... do you remember when they replaced it with What You Gonna Do and we called?
Didn't like that one.
But I did like Who's That Jumping Out of the Sky?
R.E.Y.
But this one's... For me, Who's That Jumping Out of the Sky is just better. But this one's still possibly the best tier.
I'd say this is the best tier. When it comes on, you know exactly who it is as well. Yeah. That's nothing to do with the epileptic fit that the Titantron has with all the masks going on. But it's a fan. Ah, like it's a.
Do you miss when Tron's had like footage of matches and moves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like we've sacrificed that now in WWE to have those big things in the sky floating about.
Yeah.
Like Becky Lynch is now just says big time Bex in the background while she's got that god awful thing floating in the sky.
Yeah.
I don't know what they see in that. Or whether TV executives who sponsor WWE. Think that's more impressive than just a bog standard Tron, but as a fan, you want a Tron, don't you?
Maybe it's to try and attract more casual fans, I suppose. I don't know. I don't think many wrestling fans would like it.
Non-wrestling fans just watching that and being mesmerised. Is that how that works, is it?
I don't know. Roman's is bigger than the screen.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, he is a big boy.
Big dog. Edge.
Oh, top tier. Get in the top tier now.
On this day, I see clearly.
Now! And since it's got even better for me since his amazing Royal Rumble return, because the lyrics made sense. And he came out of the smoke and it was like he was living the lyrics. And
he could see clearly then.
And he looked like he was going to cry a bit. And everyone, he had the look on his face like, God, you've remembered me and I've missed this. And it was...
And the wrestling's come to life.
And the music made it all the more better.
Broken dreams.
You know what it is about Alder Bridge? I've heard that some metalheads don't like them.
I can see why some hipsters in that world might think they sound a bit like... Now, I don't know if this is right, but Alder Bridge... Creed.
A bit generic, a bit cheesy.
Like, I love you.
But this song's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
They've got another good one. Coming Home. I remember being in high school and Edge was injured at the time. And I was out the wrestling bubble, but I was like, oh, we'll see what's happening on the wrestling. And then on YouTube, one of the recommended things was that song, Coming Home by Alter Bridge, is Edge's return theme. And I was like, wow, that's a bit of a banger as well.
Is it?
It slaps hard, but not as hard as that one.
No.
Dewdrop, who still has her inspirational theme for all the girls who don't believe in themselves but want to believe in themselves and girl power and stuff. I'll tell you for why. We fly. All the girls, if you're in control, they don't know who you are, got to let them know. That's why we fly like a bird. It's inspirational and it's happy for this new grungy heel called Dewdrop in her shirts and whatnot.
It makes no sense. Absolutely
not anymore.
No sense anymore. I didn't even like it when she... Well, I didn't like the gimmick when she was dancing around.
Dewdrop, that makes her like an idiot.
Dewdrop was at her best when she was an ass kicker.
Yeah.
At least we're getting one step closer to that again. But I think...
It's a catchy song. And it fit the... And I remember reading an interview with her where she said when she heard the song, she then realised what she had to be on the main roster. But since then, they've turned her heel. So that's gone all out the window.
They'll probably change the theme soon.
Yeah, probably.
It's bottom two for me. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, I think it's all right, mate. So we'll go with Bearable as a compromise.
Okay, fair enough, because it doesn't mesh with their character at all.
Not anymore, but it's a catchy tune.
Yes.
Finn Balor. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this one.
I've never really liked it, you know.
Maybe it's because it's been around for 7 years?
Actually,
6 years?
I like the... But I don't really like the Hobbit.
It's that sound effect again. Bum, 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 bum. Mm. Oh, I'm getting flashbacks. Finn Balor, where do you want to go?
Probably lovely, all right.
We'll go lovely.
People
just,
really
I
like
can
it.
See people getting really upset with us if we don't put it in one of the top two tiers. But I don't think it's one of the better ones on Raw today or ever. Kevin Owens. It was a slow burner for me.
I still find it second tier, but I know people might expect it to be top.
Yeah. I would put it bottom of the top.
Bottom of the top.
Yeah.
Bottom of the top.
It took a while for me to get on board with it, as I know it did for Kevin Owens. I remember watching, maybe it was one of the, remember that tattoo tour thing Corey Graves would do? Superstar Inc., that's what it was called.
Right.
I remember watching one of them, and I think it was on there where Kevin Owens said, I didn't really get the theme first of all, but over time, it was a toe tapper, and I loved it.
Fair enough.
That's exactly what he said, word for word. Do you not like it?
It's like similar to Balor for me.
Mm.
Similar story.
It's got more Balors than Balors, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, Balors makes him do that all the time. I know he doesn't really do it anymore. But that's too contrived for me. Too many movements during an entrance isn't a good thing for me. Dana Brooke changed her theme this year. She went from that thing that was like, you got to paint the me. With me to be to the end, I'm not your enemy.
Yes.
That was okay, that theme. The new one is a lot worse than that old one because it's slow, it's generic. It might be another trap beat, but with a ballsy sort of like riff on top of it. Well, it's not quite ballsy. It's a heavier riff on top of it.
Yeah, but I don't know if it knows what it wants to be.
I can imagine Scott Hall walking out to it.
Oh, what a compliment.
Aye. Quite but that
cool
doesn't mean
man.
It's a good song. That's just the charisma of Scott Hall making that song cool.
Possibly.
I reckon...
Bearable?
It's either bottom of all right or bearable,
I think it's bearable.
I'll go bearable.
Yeah.
It's not really anything, is it? It's
no. Not,
as you say, it doesn't know what it is.
I don't think it does.
No. Much like Dana Brooke.
But a song that does. I've seen what's next.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's next?
He came to play.
This
the price
is,
you
yeah.
pay.
It's the top tier, isn't it?
I love that song.
It's iconic.
It's very good.
I used to hate it back in the day.
Did
but
you?
Since The Miz has become cool, that's become cool too.
Mentioned in the AEW one that Miz has got too many stings. It's got the awesome and the quiet on the set. But I don't mind because the song's just so good that it doesn't knock it down for me.
And if there's one superstar who would have one too many, or two, or three too many stings, it's The Miz.
And Cody Rhodes, who does also have too many stings.
Two pompous arseholes. So far up their own arses, they can see out their own mouths. Omos, believe it or not, has a singles theme. He doesn't just walk up behind AJ Styles. He sometimes comes out to a theme. And I'll let you try and describe what the lyrical man on there sounds like.
I think it's quite... Well, the voice he's putting on is like he's an average-sized man pretending to be a big man, going like... But the lyrics, or the style that the lyrics are delivered in, is quite reminiscent of UK drill or grime. I'm not sure which one.
Explain that one.
Quite UK style lyrics. The flow of it's not very American. I feel like, I don't know if it is a British person doing it, but it's more like, it's more UK influenced.
Does it sound like a British person doing it?
I think it sounds like an American person trying to do the British style. That'll be my guess, but I don't know. Wish Jack Atkins was here.
Yeah, it's a shame he's gone home. It's called Shake the Ground. Mm. And I don't know why Omos would have a theme called that. It's got that synthy sound in again. I like it, me.
Yeah, I like it as well.
It's one of the better of that genre where I don't know what it is, but I know I'm too old for it.
Whenever he does branch off from AJ Styles, I think that I'll enjoy hearing that song more.
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
Lovely, I think.
I'll go Lovely.
Yeah,
I think it's a toe tapper. It's nice.
There's every chance you might not have heard it watching at home. It didn't pop into my mind, so I listened to it and I quite liked it.
It's been heard on Raw a couple of times, but not too much that you'd know what it was if you heard it just out of context. Mm. So there we go. Go and listen to it. It's worth your time. She's bad. I'm bad. I don't want to talk if we ain't talking about me. Walk into the room, all eyes on me. Pretty, take a pic, doing donuts in the whip. Glamour and glitz, wipe the junie, make a wish. Those are the lyrics to Carmella's new theme, which is a step down.
Oh,
well, it's weird. She was there with Fabulous, and then she went down with the sommelier era of Carmella, and now she's back up a bit, up again, but not quite as high as Fabulous for me.
Fabulous was way better.
Yeah. And it would still work now.
This one doesn't really stand out for me at all.
I guess it's because of that CFO dollar sign thing.
Oh, that
when they left and everyone had to change all their themes. Well, some people had to change all their themes, because Balor must be CFO dollar sign, for example.
Is AJ maybe?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Bowens as well, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, well, strange.
I think this is... It certainly fits the character, but again, it might be one of those trap beats.
I think it's... For me, it was going to be all right or bearable. What were you thinking?
I'll go all right.
You go okay,
I think it's got more... It's got... While Austin Theory's has just got those generic lyrics that could fit anybody, this one definitely fits Carmella and wouldn't work for a Liv Morgan, for example, because she's more wholesome.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Sounds a bit like Stephanie McMahon's old theme as well.
The Queen,
I'm all grown up now, and I'm missing the land. Ah. I don't know if it's the same lady who did it back in the day, but it sounds a bit like her.
Yeah.
And that can only be a good thing.
I wonder if I actually prefer that to the Queendom, just because it's more nostalgia.
I don't, because I forget what the lyric is in that song, but it's all about her, Stephanie, working her way up from the bottom to achieve success in WWE.
Okay.
Which she would have as a heel, but back in 2003, I'm sure she was a babby face while she had that theme.
Oh, well.
And she's a liar as well. Randy Orton.
Voices?
Yeah.
Voices is iconic now because of Randall. But how much do I like? I love that video of Jim Johnson breaking down how he wrote it. That's a very good video. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, he wrote it on a guitar and I think he didn't know who it was for originally, and he was writing it for like a dark, twisted character, and he imagined some guy sitting alone in his room and stuff. And, yeah.
Where does the horrible meow, meow, meow come in?
I don't know if he explains that.
Oh,
but he does a bit of a sing of it as well, Jim.
Jim does?
Yeah.
Jim doesn't sing.
No, but he just to demonstrate in the video, he's got his guitar and he's like...
Oh, fair enough.
He does very high-pitched. It's not the same as the guy who actually sings it.
Yeah.
I think it might be best.
Do you reckon? I'm not a fan of it, mate.
You prefer
just because I'm
my
such
light.
A fan of Mercy Drive, Burning My Light. Nothing you can say. Even as you see that video on Reddit a little while ago where Randy was making his entrance at Survivor Series while he was in the midst of his babyface run.
Okay.
And he was being like over the top, like, doing that.
No,
yay! Doing his pose loads. It's very strange. I'm not a fan of this song at
all.
Yeah.
Wow, where were you going to put it?
I would put it right. People are going to turn off now. Bearable.
Well, I was going to say best, so we should go either lovely or all right.
Whatever you like in those two tiers.
I've got to put it lovely, I think. Sorry to drag it too.
I can certainly see how it's become iconic just by being used for so many years, but I think it's not a patch on Burning My Light. And of course, after speaking about Randy Orton, we must speak about Riddle.
Wee-wee. It sounds like a Grand Theft Auto San Andreas tune.
That is correct.
Or a West Coast rap song.
Yes. Not a trap beat.
No.
It's certainly from the West Coast.
This is more your Warren G's and you know them. Regulate.
Method Man?
What's the... No, he's Wu-Tang Clan.
Bollocks.
What's the... no, is he? Yeah, I think he is. Method Man. I've exposed myself. I don't
Old
know.
Dirty and Cool Keith for Mankind.
Yeah.
Aye?
Wait, who am I thinking of? What's the Dr. Dre's... Ain't nothing but a G thing. Wee, 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 wee. I think it's okay.
I think it's all right or lovely, one of the two. It certainly fits him. I mean, it was very much what he had on the Indies. What was the one he had on the Indies?
I can't remember, but it was,
That was very much a similar vibe, because he, I don't know if you know this, right? But he likes the weed.
Yes.
And he's laid back and he's a stoner and he's chilled and whatnot.
Yes. This is very G-funk. And I think I might be good. I might put it lovely. You know?
I'll put lovely. Yeah. It's a nice song to listen to as well, just when you're walking down the street.
Do you like the start? Bruh.
It's better than listening to him talk.
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy. I like you.
Very Randy Newman.
Yeah. RK Bro, of course, have their theme. And thank you, WWE, whoever's in charge of the music now. What are they called? Death Rebel? Death Metal? I don't know. Whatever they're called these days, who took over from CFO Dollar Sign. For not doing the thing that CFO Dollar Sign or whoever was in charge, like a couple of years ago, I'm thinking of Kabuki Warriors and teams like that.
Oh, yes.
Where two people would come together who weren't a team originally. Instead of giving them a brand new theme, they would just play Asuka's theme for a bit, and then Kairi's, and then Asuka's, and then Kairi's.
It was like a...
They did that for a couple of teams, and it was so bad. But I'm glad that they've amalgamated the two. It's got Randy's words, Riddle's beat.
I don't know if it works.
Listen
as well.
To the rhythm on the street.
I don't know if it works as well as the other two, though.
I think it's nice.
Okay.
I appreciate the effort. Maybe I'm coming from that point of view more than anywhere else because of what happened before.
Well, I was thinking all right.
Yeah.
You think it's all right?
I'll go top of all right,
Top of all right.
Along with your biggies and your doms. Something like that. Next up, we have Street Profits. I've made that sound like Shaka Kong. Shaka Kong, Shaka Kong, Shaka Kong.
They bring the swag like nobody can.
Yeah.
I like it a
lot. It's a top tier theme.
Oh, yes. I thought you were ridiculing it there. But
originally made for somebody else whose name escapes me at the moment.
Oh, really?
I'm going to Google that because I know the story's out there. Talk.
I like that bit. I like the bit with the... No. I like the dance that Montez Ford
does. He was singing Whippin' Nene there.
Yeah.
Team Bad.
Oh, okay.
One little note, this is from Sports Kida, a very reputable source.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are.
I think they are.
One little known fact about this theme is that it was originally supposed to be used for Team Bad when Sasha, Tamina and Naomi were put together back in 2015. The theme was written by Unity. That was what they said. Unity!
Yeah.
But the chorus was exactly the same as seen with the Street Profits.
In the swag like nobody can. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I really like the dance that Ford does when he's in the ring. Does the
I'm D'Angelo since you're doing Ford.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
They're great.
Red Velvet. That's the other wrestler who does that.
Aye. From your mama's kitchen.
Whipping it up. Yeah.
Next up, we have Apollo Crews, who of course current theme is just a slight remix of his old theme, but it's got some drums on.
Yeah.
Bongo drums.
No, not bongos. Do you think bongos?
Handheld drum.
I think they're deeper than bongos. Maybe bongos, maybe.
Yeah, whatever they are, but that's on top of his old theme. I like it. It's a bit better. I think it's a slight improvement. It obviously fits his gimmick a bit more, being the sort of Nigerian royalty that he is now.
Yeah.
If he is still that. They haven't really referenced his royalty for a while, have they?
He's still got Aziz with him, though.
Yeah,
so maybe.
He's still got his scarf.
Yeah.
His MJF scarf.
Yeah.
No, it's not an MJF scarf. Don't know why I said that. I think it's okay. It's better than it was.
Yeah, I think
so. But it depends how high up it goes.
I think it's all right. I'll put it like middle of all right. Middle of all right.
Middle of all right. Bianca Belair.
And
she's on her own.
All.
Against the world. Has a pen, her, pen, and pen, and her. They see me raw. They hear me raw. I'm assuming I've never heard before. Heads up, baby. How much is it? Power back? I don't know what the words are. I told you.
Need you at all. That's the only bit I know.
Yeah,
I don't need you
didn't need you at all.
I like it, though, quite a lot.
It's nice, isn't it?
I think it's lovely.
Nice.
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Ooh, it's certainly near the top, I reckon.
Oh, you think it might be even the best?
It's one of the better songs on the roster, I think.
We can put it in best if you are, yeah.
Do you want to put it in
Go
best?
On, then, yeah.
I never needed you at all.
Never needed you at all.
Bap, 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 bap. That noise again.
Yeah,
it's back with the synthy.
Horn, the horns, yeah.
If anyone knows definitively what they do to make that noise, because they use it in so many themes today, please let me know because I really want to know. Reggie, whose theme sounds like it could be the theme for any daytime British TV show.
It's fresh.
Your home's another... Home's another hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Your show where Anthea Turner tries to find out if you're getting ripped off on your energy bills.
It's very much like that.
Yeah.
There's the toilet exploding downstairs.
If you can hear that.
Oh, my word. Listen to that. If they can hear it.
I think it's a faint whisper
in the
wind.
We need to get a plumber in.
We had one in yesterday, but he didn't do anything.
Bloody hell.
Even worse, everybody, right?
Yeah.
He fixed the leaky tap in the toilet over there and put the loose bolts and stuff that he changed down the toilet.
Why would you do that?
Obviously, to create himself a job to come back to next week when our toilet fails. Hey, bloody hell.
I reckon... Wait, what?
Bearable. Reggie.
For Reggie, yeah. It's,
it fits him, but there's nothing much to it, is there?
Where is he?
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Don't worry. Had a heart attack there.
Yeah.
I can't forget about Reggie. Next up, we have R-Truth, whose theme is still... That's the breakdown bit after he's done his rap.
People love it there. What's up? I feel like he never nails the rap when he does it live.
It must be hard.
Oh, yeah, dancing around as much as he does as well.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it as
you
well.
Like it, yeah.
I don't think it goes too high up, but it's nice.
I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh. Especially with his rap. Sorry, I just had some spars of wrath.
Oh, nice.
And it's causing havoc with me bowels. I don't know. Oh, I've done that one. Becky Lynch.
Oh, top tier.
Do you reckon?
What? Yes, I do. Although you could argue, actually, that... I wouldn't agree, but you could argue that she should have had an updated or a changed theme
when
she became more cool.
When she became a heel.
Oh, certainly when she became a heel.
That's too happy-go-lucky steampunk, isn't it? We need some grungier steampunk, if that's a thing.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, probably. Oh, but I like it. I'm willing to go lovely, lovely, lovely with it.
No, I'll go. It's certainly iconic. I'll give it that much.
Where were you thinking?
I would say lovely, 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 yeah. But I'll put it in the best just because of how iconic it definitely most certainly is.
Oh, but I think we've made a point there with it not being too...
Yeah.
It doesn't fit. Yeah, I think lovely.
It's a nice one to sing along to as well, I guess.
Top of lovely.
Yeah, we'll put it top of lovely. Oh, the comments are going wild. Next up, we have Seth Rollins, and this is another modern-day theme.
Oh...
Aaron's top tier, me, you know.
What's going on? Fraser said the same to me, and I was like, really?
I think he's top tier.
There's not much to it.
I think he sounds dastardly. Whoa. With the opening bit where it's a bit like da 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 do do da 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 da. I think that's an evil man's song. You can imagine him walking down Northumberland Street not caring about the frat boys because he's so evil inside of his own head. And it's clear it's a good theme because people sing along with that even though he's an unlikable dick.
It's just a
in small kayfabe.
What this song is a tiny part of Nakamura's theme repeated again and again. But wow. It's just the world.
That's a good point you've made there. I never thought about that before.
No, I think it's just how I hear it.
Yeah. I know that Rollins likes his Parkway Drive. And you can tell it's influenced by that sort of music.
It's the whoa bit of Cody Rhodes' theme tune repeated again. No, it's not quite the same as that. Parkway Drive,
the devil's calling. Bow, 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 bow.
Is it Parkway Drive whose fans all do that in the air when at concerts?
Do drop that, innit?
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, do droplets.
Probably top two.
I'm going top me. After he made his debut at WrestleMania 37. Was it 37 this year?
Yeah.
It was 37 this year. I went back and watched that entrance a few times with a fire and whatnot and that evil demonic start. He's just dastardly. You can tell he drives a Jag.
Oh, I miss Burn It Down.
Oh, it's had its day.
Okay, fair enough.
It says it at the start.
Yeah, it does.
It's a good sting.
The first time that happened, everyone went, what was that?
Everyone laughed, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because they kept playing it over and over again, didn't they? It wasn't just once.
Yeah.
It was just like a random button press every single couple of seconds.
But it's...
T-Bar is still a thing
apparently
on Raw.
He's got a theme.
And T-Bar uses Retribution's old theme, I think.
It's certainly at least similar.
It's
just heavy... sludgy guitars.
And I liked it for Retribution because, of course, they were so crazy, right, that they walked out of the ring and started doing all these movements like they're on a ship on a very restless sea. And the song mirrored that because it starts off one pace, then it changes another pace, then it just breaks down into a nice rap with some heavier sounds on top of it.
Oh, there is a rap in it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know, I don't want to put it too high, you know.
Me neither.
All right?
I'll go near the upper echelons of all right.
All right.
Around your Tamina region. Everyone loves a Tamina region. Then we have, finally, we've come to the end already with this. What is it, 36? Can you believe it? We have Alexa Bliss. The evil is mine. Dubstep. Twangs and that.
Come and play with
creepy,
me.
Creepy, perverted noises from her over the top of it. That'll flick somebody's switches and turn them on, I'm sure.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. But I like it. I like the change. It's sort of like... what's the word? It's got that sort of demonic vibe again with the sort of... I wish I knew more technical terminology for music.
Warped. Yeah. It sounds warped.
That's what I'm looking for. Mm. Warped. And I like the warpedness of it.
Yeah.
I would say all right to lovely
I'd
in that
lovely.
Region. Yeah, I'll stick
but
it in lovely.
I preferred... it wouldn't fit her now, but I prefer her old one.
Yeah, it took a bit of getting used to that one as well because it's just so different, isn't it, to much music.
It is.
Hey, all of the music.
Even more positive than I thought we were going to be.
Yeah. That's a thing. I did one with Adam last year during lockdown about CFO dollar signs and the amount of bangers they made.
Oh, yeah.
You don't realise. You don't realise until you look at it in a forum like this.
Mm.
And that is the beauty of the tier list. But as always on this tier list, Rank and Malarkey, we must find out, unequivocally, empirically speaking, who has the best theme on WWE Raw here in 2021/2022. Because it's nearly 2022 and we're all nearly dead. So we're starting off, Jack, with AJ Styles. Is Damian Priest's new theme better than AJ Styles's?
No.
Is Rey Mysterio's theme better than AJ Styles's?
No.
Edge.
Yes, I think Edge's is better than AJ Styles.
Move Edge to the top then, please.
Oh, yes, of course.
Kevin Owens, is he better than Edge's theme?
Not for me.
The Miz better than Edge's theme?
No, but it's very close for me. It's very, very close.
Very close, interesting. Yeah. Who's that? Street Profits, better than Edge.
No, but it's still very good.
Bianca Belair, better than Edge?
Not for me.
And then finally, what a fitting way to end this tier list for Monday Night Raw, is Rollins and Edge. Who's got the better theme?
I think it's Edge.
So do I.
Yeah.
Edge's is the best theme. Mm. Timeless. A timeless classic. All the way back from 2004. I don't know if the song came out in 2004.
I don't know.
But he started using it as his theme in 2004. So I'll go off that. So that's it. Thank you for joining us for the latest in this musical tour of the wrestling world in North America. It's just North America.
It is, yeah.
Just a musical tour of North America. Any closing remarks?
I feel more confident about this one than I do the AW one.
I feel a bit bad for Nikki A.S.H.
Yeah, me too. It's not her fault.
No.
They should have given her a better theme.
Let us know what you think in the comments down below. Tell us how wrong we are. It's our favourite thing about this job. I've been Gary YouTube. That's been some more Gary YouTubing. He's been Jack the Jobber. And we'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.